the gates that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And I got thinking about this. Blessed is a man whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. And I woke up this morning thinking about that. And I was reminded by something that happened to me a few years ago. I was at a conference, and it was required to have a badge to even walk in the area where the conference was. And for some reason, I stepped out of the area without my badge, and I wasn't able to enter in. I had to go back to the registration to get another badge just so I could walk through the doors into the area for the preaching of the word. And to this day, thinking about it, it got me upset, because I felt like I was going to miss out on something. And I felt like I did miss out on something, because my mind got to a place to where I couldn't get to where the word of the God was being spoken at that time. And I got sidetracked. It's been 168 hours since the last time we got together here. And for 1 hour, we get together here. Blessed is a man whose mind is stayed on thee. If we could just put our focus on God and him alone for these next few moments, maybe by doing that, somebody would get a revelation. Maybe somebody would receive a touch from God, because God is a moving God. He walks throughout this sanctuary when we are in here. Maybe you need to receive a word that just is for you and nobody else. And you need to receive that word, and you've been waiting on that word for a long time. I don't want to miss on what God has for me this hour. Right. In Jesus' name. Can we just put our focus, our heart and mind, everything on him? Lord, nothing else matters. Nothing else is important. Lord, I don't want to miss. I don't want to be robbed of what you have for me for these next few minutes. In Jesus' name, let's focus on the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Let's give him our heart, our mind, our soul, our strength, and everything for these next few moments. In Jesus' name, let's worship the Lord together.
Be close to your side, so heaven is real and death is alive. I want to hear voices of angels above singing as one. majesty. There is no power in hell or any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great I am. The great I am. The great I am. Hallelujah. Holy, holy God Almighty. The great I am. Who is worthy? None beside thee. God Almighty. The great I am. Lord, there's no one like you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Holy, holy God Almighty.
Overwhelmed by you.
you are beautiful. God, you are the most beautiful. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. Oh God, there is no one more wonderful. You are wonderful. God, you are the most wonderful. You are glorious, you are glorious, oh God, there is no one more glorious, you are glorious, God, you are the most glorious. I delight myself in you, in the glory of your presence, I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by you. God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by you. You are beautiful, oh God, there is no one more beautiful. You are beautiful, God, you are the most beautiful.
Hallelujah.
You are wonderful, you are wonderful, oh God, there is no one more wonderful. You are wonderful. You are the most wonderful.
Hallelujah.
You are glorious. You are glorious. Oh God, there is no one more glorious. You are glorious. God, you are the most glorious. I delight myself in you. In the glory of your presence, I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by you. God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by you. The stars in the sky, and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. Uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. I delight myself in you, in the glory of your presence. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by you. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed.
the ushers to come at this time. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your presence, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the overwhelming presence at times and the speechless presence at times that we have in your house. Lord, I pray that you bless this offering, every faithful and cheerful giver, and the ones given by faith this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in his name. Thanks be to God, who always causes us to win. Yeah. Thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in his name. Thanks be to God, thanks be to God. We have overcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! We have overcome by the power of your name. Jesus, you're the one. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The one who made a way for us to triumph in his name. Oh, 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 oh. Thanks be to God, who always causes us to win. Yeah. Thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in his name. Thanks be to God, thanks be to God. We have overcome. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have overcome by the power of your name. Jesus, you're the one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The one who made a way for us to triumph in his name. Whoa, 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 whoa. Everything will be all right. alright. We got the victory, and everything will be alright. Cause we're on the winning side. Cause we're on the winning side. We have overcome. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have overcome by the power of your name. Jesus, you're the one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The one who made a way for us. The one who made a way for us. The one who made a way for us to triumph in his name. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hallelujah. The one who made a way for us to triumph in his name. Hallelujah. There is a way that I am assured victory. There is a way that I am assured that I will come out a success. There is a way. It's through the name of Jesus. There is a way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so we come on a Sunday morning and we lift our hands and we lift our voice and we say, thank you, Jesus, for making a way for us. Thank you, Jesus, for the price you paid for my salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that I was brought up in the way. I'm thankful that I still follow in the way. I'm thankful that I have the opportunity to preach to people about the way. The one who made a way for us to triumph. I'm so thankful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for standing. You may be seated unless you have kept up with your Bible reading. And if you are up to date with your Bible reading, we want to give you a small token of appreciation. And Brother Greg, if you could walk around and pass out to those. Why don't you give a hand to all those standing? You're keeping up with your Bible reading. Bible reading enriches any day. We believe that. We support that. We promote that. And we acknowledge that. And first Sunday of every month, we have those stand who are keeping up with their Bible reading, and we give you a small piece of bread, be it a muffin or a roll or whatever it is, to kind of celebrate your success in reading the Word of God. And so we thank you for that. And I want to remind you of some upcoming events. Tonight, split sessions continue. This is the final night of our split sessions in terms of the teaching. Next Sunday night, there is going to be kind of a culmination celebration in what we've been doing under the direction of Sister Connie and Brother Jay Grimm. They came to me with this idea, thought it was great, being that the lesson in the general congregation has been about the different tables, the four tables, serving, love, give, and all those that you've been teaching or being taught. And so we're going to give you opportunity to participate in that. So this tonight is the end of the study, if you will, the end of the lessons here in the auditorium for the general congregation, children downstairs, those in leadership ministry training upstairs in the youth class, and then we're going to switch things up a little bit next week and have a good time together. So just want you to be aware of that. this coming Friday and Saturday. Men, if you have opportunity to go to the men's conference happening down in, is it Herrick? Is that how you say it? Herrick, Illinois. I know there's a few going from this local assembly. I think you see Brother Tom, Brother Matt. I believe they're going. So we just need a count. If you are able to go and would like to go, we'd love to have you be a part of that. And so that's happening Friday and Saturday. And then on the 14th and 15th, which is a week from this Thursday and Friday, I believe it is, Passing the Mantle Conference happening, Bartlett, UPC, another great conference that you can go. This is open to all those 16 years and above. And so this is for those that are 16 and above. You can register online. You can see Brother Tom, he's got quite a bit of information. He tries to make himself available to that conference every year. So that's happening the 14th and 15th. And the following Friday, we got something for you every weekend. All right? If you want to be a part, you want to have stuff to do, we got stuff for you to do. On March 22nd, Friday night at 7:30 p.m. at the FAC, First Apostolic Church of Aurora, is what they're calling the Worship Extravaganza. I promise you, if you go and make yourself available to that, you will not be disappointed. It will be a Friday night well spent. A lot of things you could be doing, but there are a few things that are going to be as good as you going, being in the presence of the Lord and being a part of that worship together. March 16th and 17th, we are having our Children's Revival Weekend. Looking forward to that. And then on Sunday the 17th, having our small group. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot happening in the month of March. Very busy month. But we try to make you aware of everything so that you can make your available to as many as and as much as you could possibly be a part of. And so we thank you for that. Why don't you stand to your feet? If you're grabbing your Bibles, we are going to go to the Lord in prayer. I know there are many needs in the house. If you have a special need, why don't you just slip up your hand? The Lord knowing those individual needs. Also ask you to remember Brother Al, who's still sick, needs a healing in his body. Lee Potts as well is a name that was brought. We ask that you would remember them in prayer this morning as we go to God. It's always proper. If you need a touch, you need healing in your body, come forward. We will anoint and pray for you. Let's go to the Lord right now. Lord Jesus, we love you. God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We thank you that we can come to you with every care and concern of life. Lord, you are so good. Lord, you have all power in heaven and earth, Lord, and you can meet and supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And so as your children, we come before you, Lord. You tell us that if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give the Spirit to those who ask him, God. And we ask you, Lord, that we have need of your touch and your help and your strength, God, that you would minister in a mighty way this morning, God. We love you, we praise you, we honor you, Jesus. We bless your precious name. Why don't you stretch your hands toward those that have come forward for prayer? Why don't we believe right now in the name of Jesus?
I will praise the Lord.
Can we sing this together?
I will praise the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
It's a declaration of faith.
I will praise the Lord. For no matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I will praise. Lord,
why don't you stretch your hands towards heaven?
I will praise.
I'm here praising
Lord.
You, Jesus. I'm here lifting my hands, lifting my voice
to praise
you, God. I don't know what tomorrow brings.
No matter what tomorrow
I don't know what it holds for me, but I know you hold my tomorrow. So I praise you. I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I will praise the Lord.
I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store.
Your Bibles, and you would be so kind. Acts chapter number 1. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Sundays ago, we preached preparing the way of the Lord, essentiality of repentance. Last week, we preached remission in the name of Jesus Christ. Understanding the essentiality of being baptized in the only saving name of Jesus. You probably guess where I'm going this morning. Acts chapter 1, beginning in verse number 4. Being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. This is after Jesus opened their understanding, where we read in Luke 24 last week. After he told them that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name, beginning at Jerusalem. He tells them now, Don't depart. Don't leave Jerusalem. It's where it's going to happen. That's where it's all going to start. So the Bible says he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Everybody say Holy Ghost. Not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has placed in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. But ye shall receive power. Everybody say power. After. Everybody say after. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. And today, thousands of miles away from where this happening took place and thousands of years removed from its occurrence, we preach repentance and baptism in his name and the infilling of his Spirit. We, this church, this body of believers, we are a living, breathing fulfillment of this. Jesus looked at the disciples and said, for ye shall be witnesses unto me, Jerusalem, and Judea, and in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. And here we are. And we too witness what the apostles witness. We preach what the apostles preached. We call ourselves First Apostolic Church because we believe in the apostles' doctrine. And it was given to them by Jesus Christ. Verse number 8, there's two words I want to focus on. Where it reads, but ye shall receive power after. So I'm going to preach to you on those two words. Power after. Don't expect power before. It's power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The Holy Ghost is still the how-to, folks. The Holy Ghost is still. Amen. Power after. Lord Jesus, we love you. Lord, I'm so thankful for your word. Lord, I'm so thankful that I can stand here in this sacred desk this morning and preach your word that was once delivered unto the saints. Lord, I'm so thankful that I have the revelation and understanding of the power in the name of Jesus Christ and remission of sins it comes, Lord. But let us understand the power to live this life sanctified and set apart, the power to perform your will, God, to do what you would have us to do, to go forth and do exploit. That power is found in one place, in the power of the Holy Ghost. We love you, we praise you, we thank you, we honor you, Jesus, for your word. Touch us, enlighten our eyes, open our understanding to receive your word this morning in your name that is above every name. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and everybody said, amen. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Power after. At approximately 8 months of age, give or take a few weeks, most normal developing children will start to understand the concept of cause and effect. They will shake a rattle and recognize that when they do so, sound comes forth, and so they will continue to shake the rattle. They will splash water in the little tub and recognize that while doing so, they're face will get wet and their eyes will get wide. They will recognize that the cause of them splashing the water produces the effect of their face becoming wet. They will push a button or pull a string and recognize music or sound as a result. And so they will begin to make the correlation between the cause or the action and the effect or the result. They'll begin to recognize that when they do something, then something else results. When they perform this function or when they do this thing, well, then something else happens. See, from then on, we intuitively recognize and learn from what we call the cause and effect relationship. In grade school, usually grades 3 through 5, identifying the what is the cause and the what is the effect is taught, tested, and there's worksheets in order to educate us and helping us define a concept that we are already very familiar with. Now we just identify. Now we just try to pinpoint and try to understand better how that cause and effect relationship works. We understand the effect is the result of the cause. This happened because I did that. And so that relationship, we begin to understand. And as we grow in life, we understand that it has both a positive and a negative correlation. Sometimes when we do things, for example, like we only get a few hours of sleep, that's the cause. And so we feel tired and lethargic. That's the effect. That's what happens as a result of lack of sleep. Or we get a full night's rest. Get those 8 to 10 hours, man, that we seldom get, and that's the cause. And so we're well rested and we're energetic, and we understand that's the effect. Now, there are many other scenarios, obviously, that we could present, and we could go on and on and on and present all the different ways in which this cause and effect relationship we relate to and we understand and we use it in everyday living. We understand that we woke up late because we did not set the alarm. Or we set it for p.m. instead of a.m. So we understand this relationship. We understand cause and effect. In the secular world, corporations spend billions of dollars endeavoring to minimize the needed cause in order to maximize the produced effect. Trying to find any way that they can to increase what they call productivity. I read something the other day, it was a post, and I thought it amusing. Because it talks about, it kind of gives an example of how that technology and how that we are advancing and different causes are producing different effects. And it said the largest transportation company owns very few, if any, vehicles. You know it as Uber. The largest movie company doesn't own a theater. Netflix. The largest lodging company doesn't own, or if it does, very little real estate. It's called Airbnb. Kiosks at fast food restaurants and ticket counters are replacing humans. Online shopping is closing brick and mortar stores all over the world. The changes in causes are producing effects. Corporations are maximizing productivity. They are taking, in many cases, the human element out of it, having to pay benefits and having to worry about showing up on time and having to do all these different things that are required with human interaction. They are now replacing many of those things with machines that can do the same work. Scary times. When I was 15, first job was Chick-fil-A. Now I walk into some fast food restaurants and there's a kiosk. The menu. Instead of an individual saying, "May I take your order?" there is a screen that says, "Place your order here." I know we recognize this. We see this in a secular sense. However, I caution us because herein lies a great lie. That if we are not careful, it will creep into our souls, and it will creep into our spirit, it will creep into our churches. Herein lies this great lie, wherein we become deceived into believing that we can somehow produce a greater or even equal effect from something other than the true cause. Say with me, I'm going somewhere. It's somehow we can produce enough show, and somehow we can have enough lights, and somehow we can have enough sound, and we can have enough programs, and we can have enough feel-good stuff, and we can have enough social atmosphere that we will somehow replace or even affect society in a greater way. And I rise on this Sunday morning to remind us the power is after the Holy Ghost. Power doesn't come any other way. Thought I was in a Pentecostal church. We need to get back to the basics. We need to get back to the understanding. I believe in practice, and I believe in music, and I believe in programs. But none of those things come close. All of those things pale in comparison to the power that comes after the Holy Ghost. Say what you will about the secular society. Sing the praises of productivity and greater effect by changing the causes. But when it comes to the spiritual stuff, we better not steer away from the cause. We better not get away from the Holy Ghost. We better not get away from the Spirit of God. We don't get true power. We don't get true transformation power. We don't get true deliverance power. We don't get true saving power. We don't get true creative power from any other source than the power of the Holy Ghost. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Doesn't matter how much of that other stuff we have without the Holy Ghost. Huh? I don't care how great the music is. I'm not demeaning that. Please understand where I'm going. I don't care how wonderful the programs are. And I don't care how many people we can get together on a social thing. We need to understand the desired effect of transforming people's lives. The desired effect of people being delivered from addiction. The desired effect of healing and deliverance and salvation only comes from one cause. You shall receive power. That's the effect. The power is the effect. That's the result. The power to walk right, the power to live right, the power to talk right, the power to live an overcoming life. That kind of power only comes from one place. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. I said it before, I'll say it again. You'll hear it a lot this morning. The how-to is still the Holy Ghost. We frustrate ourselves by trying to get to the effect without the cause. Listen, even in my daily living, waking up in the morning and doing what I need to do for God, let me tell you how I have the power to do that. Not based upon my own understanding, not based upon my own intellect. It's based upon the power of the Holy Ghost at work in my life. So let's work at it backwards. Cause, or what is it that results in power? What is it that provides? What is the catalyst that gives us that which we have need of? The cause is the Holy Ghost. It is the Spirit of Almighty God. It is that same Spirit that spoke it all into existence.
It is that same spirit in Genesis 1, 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Ruach, that spirit, that breath of God, that initial speaking of the voice of God, if you will, in a way that we can understand. That's what started it all. And God said, 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 let there be light, and there was light, and God said, let the firmament bring forth, and it did, and God said, let the earth bring forth, and it did, and God said, and God said. Everything, catch this, everything that you and I interact with on a daily basis finds its origin in nature. And what spoke all of that into existence is the Spirit of God. Even today, we are accessing with our senses. We are seeing with our eyes and smelling with our nose and hearing with our ears and touching with our hands. We are dealing with and interacting with the effects of an initial cause. And God said, whew. He spoke it all into existence. It is the very cause of creation. Or rather, the effect of creation that came as a result of the Spirit of God, the cause. Think about the Bible itself. Multiple writers from multiple areas and regions of the world over thousands of years produce an inerrant word. A word without contradiction. Wherein multiple prophecies are fulfilled. Different writers, but one author. Different men as they sat down and put pen to parchment or whatever it was they used to engrave or put it down over thousands of years. Multiple men from multiple regions spanning multiple generations produce a word. That's the effect. You sit down and you open the spine of that book, and you begin, you need to understand, you are interacting with the effect. But let me remind you what the cause is. Let me remind you what the Word tells us is its origin. 2 Peter 1:21, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Cause. It's what started it all. It's what was speaking into the hearts and minds of the men who put it down upon parchment or paper. And now you and I interact with and hold to this day words that are forever settled in heaven. Why? Because the cause or the origin or the origination comes from the Holy Ghost. What about when the angel Gabriel was dispatched to the house of a young maiden by the name of Mary? He was told that she was going to be with child. She would call his name Jesus, and that he would save his people from their sins. And she looks back at the angel, and in an honest question, she asks, how can this be, seeing I know not a man? How can this be that I will be expecting a child when I'm a virgin? How shall this be? How is this going to happen? You're telling me the effect is going to be I'm going to bring a child forth and I'm going to call his name Jesus, and he's going to save his people from their sins. That's the effect, but how shall this be? What's the cause? How is this going to happen? Tell me, angel, how is this going to be? How shall this be? How is it going to happen? What's the cause? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Mary, this is how it's going to happen. The effect is you're going to bring forth a child. And his name's going to be Jesus, and he's going to save his people from their sins. But you need to know the cause is the Holy Ghost. So we understand the cause. What about the effect? What does this cause produce? Jesus said, listen, go. I'm telling you, all these things are going to happen. You now see me. You've eaten with me. You've talked with me. You know, you saw. You know I was dead, but I've risen again. Thus it behooved me to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. This is why the repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name beginning at Jerusalem. Now go ye, tarry in the city of Jerusalem till ye be endued with power from on high. And Luke tells us in Acts 1, he reiterates what Jesus said. He commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but go and wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. I told you about this, guys. It's about to start. But you got to go and wait in the city of Jerusalem. You're going to be witnesses unto me. You're going to tell everybody. You're going to preach repentance and remission of sins in my name. And it's going to begin at Jerusalem. So go there and wait. Till you be endued with power from on high. Well, how does this power come? How does this power, how are we going to be able to perform it? How are we going to be able to do this? They're telling you, you're going to go away. For if you go not away, you cannot come again and receive us unto you. And so you're leaving us. And you want us to go and change the world. And you want us to go and preach repentance and remission of sins in your name. You want us to go and do all these things. How? How are we going to be able to do these things? Go. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. But ye shall receive, this is how. But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Fellas, don't go from here and go out and start preaching. Pay attention to what I'm saying. There's a process here. You can't go out. Don't leave here and go to Samaria or Judea yet. Don't leave here and go to the uttermost part of the earth yet. There's a process and there's a plan, and you need to follow it. You need to go somewhere that's going to give you what you need to do what I'm telling you to do. The fact is, you're going to be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. The effect is, if you don't even know it, the effect is on March 3rd, 2019, there's going to be a church gathered together in Sandwich, Illinois, and they're going to reference this. You don't even know how far reaching the effect is. You don't even know how far this ripple is going to reach to the edge. You don't even know what's about to fall, what's about to come from heaven to earth, is going to create ripples throughout the universe. I'm sorry I get so excited, but you need to understand, we are dealing with eternity here, folks. We are dealing with forever. And he said, boys, don't try to go from here and do it. You ain't got the power yet. Don't try to go here and live like I'm telling you to live yet. Go to Jerusalem and wait. Because there's something coming. It's going to give you what you need to do what I'm telling you to do. And you ain't going to have the power before. It's only going to be power after. I know we make the statement, we say it all the time, and it's a true statement, and we need to be reminded of it. You don't get good to get God, you get God to get good. You ain't going to have the power to walk right, you ain't going to have the power to talk right, you ain't going to have the power to live like you should, and overcome sin and this world. It's power
after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Good doesn't come from any other source. There is none good but God. So you want to know how I'm going to do good and live good and be good? It ain't going to be upon myself, because I know, like the Apostle Paul said, that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. I know that left to my own devices and my own intelligence and my own understanding, I am going to fall all the time. But thankfully, I ain't got to do it on my own. Thankfully, there is a power that is given unto me from God Himself. Thankfully, there is a spirit that He says is possible now because of what Jesus Christ did for me. Thankfully, there is something that equips me and empowers me to live a life that is good. Is it perfect? No. It's a far cry better than what it would be without God. And I'm so thankful. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You see, the success we see in a believer's life doesn't come from self-help and motivational instruction. Doesn't come from clean living. Clean living comes from a clean spirit, a holy spirit, a righteous spirit. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Listen what Peter said, even in reference to Jesus Christ Himself. Peter, there in the house of Cornelius and his household in Acts chapter 10, verse number 38. This is what Peter says in reference to Jesus Christ. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Angel Gabriel told Mary, child of the Holy Ghost. Peter stands before Cornelius and his household and says in Acts chapter 10, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And look what he says. Who went about doing good. How did he go about doing good in healing all that were oppressed of the devil? How did he go about doing good? Matter of fact, the man came to Jesus and said, good master. Jesus said, stop, wait. Why callest thou me good? There's none good but God. Pastor, isn't Jesus God manifest in the flesh? Yes. The spirit that was in the man Christ Jesus was Almighty God. Jesus was saying, listen, you're looking at the flesh, but you need to understand the only reason why the flesh is doing good is because it's in complete submission to the spirit. There is none good but God. And the reason why I can go about doing good and healing all that are oppressed of the devil is because of the good spirit that is within me. To wit, the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in Him bodily. And ye are complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power. Listen, you will never find completeness. You will never find satisfaction. You will never find the power to live an overcoming life unless it is through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the only way. For if that same spirit which raised up Christ from the dead shall dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. It empowers you. How am I to keep this flesh under subjection? But by the power of the Holy Ghost. But by the power of the Lord working inside of me. Apostle Paul, writing the church at Rome, as to how to abound in joy and peace and hope, said this, Romans 15:13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope. How, Paul? How am I going to have joy and peace and hope? I'm going to have all these things that I know I need in my life. How am I going to have all these things? Through the power of the Holy Ghost. The power is the effect. The cause is the Holy Ghost. That's why you only get power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. It is not possible. Please understand this. It is not possible. It is not scripturally possible to live an effective, godly life without the power of God in you. In closing, you can stand to your feet. I want to change. I want to be different. I want to have this joy and this peace and this hope. I want to have those things in my life. Pastor, I've come to the conclusion I can't. I'm here to tell you that's a great place to be. Because that's where repentance starts, when you understand I can't do it on my own. I can't live this life that I know I need to live by my own power. It's not in me to do it. You're right. It's not. And it's not in me either of myself. It is only in me through the power of the Holy Ghost. It is only in me through the power of God in my life. The effect of power is through the cause of the Holy Ghost. And I need the power of the Holy Ghost working in my life. I cannot expect to have the power to perform what it takes to be a witness of God's love, His mercy, His deliverance, His help, His strength. I cannot expect to be a witness of the wonder-working power of God without the Holy Ghost. So I can ask the question, how am I going to be able to do this? How am I going to be able to overcome these obstacles? How am I going to make heaven my home? How am I going to be able to live this kind of life? How? I'll tell you how. Ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. The power of the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential. And so I come before God. How many of you have asked the question this morning, do you remember the moment? Do you remember the time when it happened? Do you remember where you were? Yes, I remember that moment. I remember rising up from that altar or getting up from that couch in the living room or wherever it was when I received the power and I felt different. I can't explain it. I can't really put my finger on it. I can only tell you that when I got up from that place, I felt empowered. I felt like I could do anything. I knew it wasn't something that I had done, but something that I had received. I realized it is something that had come over me. And when I got up from that place, I felt like I could climb any mountain. I felt like I could walk through any valley. I felt like I could face any circumstance. And guess what? I'm still living like that today. Even for those who've been filled with the Spirit, times in our humanity when we say, oh, how am I going to deal with this? How am I going to get over this? How am I going to be able to function? How am I going to be able to do this? How am I going to be able? How? The same how-to at the very beginning is the same how-to that keeps you now and will keep you to the end. Let me tell you how. Get in the Holy Ghost. Beloved, build yourselves up praying in the Holy Ghost. The how-to is still the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you how you're going to be able to do it. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So
whether I've never received it initially or I recognize my need for it every day of my life. Can we find ourselves in this altar and can we come before God and recognize its power? After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Listen, saint. Listen, friend. Listen, loved one. Listen, whoever you are, you need to understand its power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You need the Holy Ghost at work in your life.
Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down.
The Holy Ghost is here.
Send it on down.
The Spirit of God.
Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Lord, fill your children, and we are asking for you to send a fire. Our hearts are hungry, our spirits are thirsty. We need to feel a power, just like the prophet said it would be. In the last days and outpouring we see. Yes, we are waiting, we're anticipating. Lord, let you send the Holy Ghost down. Send it on down, send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down, send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down, send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down, send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Lord, we're your children, and we are asking for you to send a fire. Our hearts are hungry, our spirits are thirsty. We need to feel your power, just like the prophet said it would be. In the last days and outpouring we see. Yes, we are waiting, we're anticipating. For you to send the Holy Ghost down. Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Heavenly Father, hear our call. Let your Holy Spirit fall. Send down a power, let it fall like rain. As we lift our praises to your name. Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Heavenly Father, hear our call. Let your Holy Spirit fall. Send down your power, let it fall like rain. As we lift our praises to your name. Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Heavenly Father, hear our call. Let your Holy Spirit fall. Send down your power, let it fall like rain. As we lift our praises to your name. Send it on down. send on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Your glory, God, is what our hearts
present, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Listen to Pastor for just a second. If you would like our services to be more powerful, why don't you just raise your hand? Signifying, I want more power in our services. That ain't gonna happen by coming in at 10 o'clock. I'm gonna put my pastor hat on here for just a few minutes. I can raise my hand and say I want more power in the service, but if I won't come and participate in pre-service prayer, why would I expect there to be more power? Sunday school teachers, if you want more power in your Sunday school classes, youth leader, if you want more power in your youth classes, there's a way to make that happen.
Right.
You just want things to continue as they will. That'll happen too. There will be no change. There will be no power. Be a little bit here and there based upon... Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or even think.
Right.
According to the power that worketh in us.
Yes. Yes.
You see, I have a part to play. I have a part to play. I am accountable to my brothers and sisters in this body of believers. And if I want more power, I want to see people delivered. I want to see people healed. I want to see people in the altars. If I want that, I can say that all day long. But will I show it? Will I show it in my actions according to the power that worketh in us? So, Lord, let me come. Let me spend time in prayer before service. Lord, if I'm going to talk, there should be somebody I should be talking with you, and that should be you. To get direction from you. Because power comes after the Holy Ghost. And I want the Holy Ghost moving in our services. I want the Holy Ghost delivering people. I want the Holy Ghost healing people. Help me, God. My motive to be pure, my heart to be right. There's no other way it's going to happen. It's only through the power of your Spirit. It's only through the Holy Ghost. Lord, help me. Help me interact with it. To facilitate it. It's working in our midst. If it's going to work in this church, it's got to work in me. I can't expect somebody else to do it. It's our responsibility collectively to come together and facilitate the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes.
Why don't we lift our hands all over this place? Lord, I said what I said in love, God, in a true desire to see apostolic power work in our midst. Truly understand the importance of interacting with your presence prior. We'll be amazed at what happens. We'll be amazed at how power comes after the Holy Ghost to facilitate the move of your Spirit. I know it's everywhere present, but Lord, as we increase our faith, we open channels of Spirit, God, to work in our midst. And for mighty things to happen. I thank you for that. One more time, can we applaud the Lord for His goodness? One final shot. I've said it many times. The words I so long to hear. When it's all said and done. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I wonder if second to that, there might be an applause. The Bible says there is a great cloud of witnesses. I wonder if when I stand before Him and I have the opportunity to hear those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I don't know, I let my imagination go. Maybe Brother Moses is standing over on the side and he goes, David gives me a thumbs up. I know, I'm just a little crazy, but I just wonder what it's going to be like. And if the applause I now give unto God for His goodness and His power to grant me what I need to empower me to live the life, I'm one day going to hear applause from that great cloud of witnesses as they recognize I allowed the power of God to work in my life and it's taken me all the way home. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe Peter and James and John are smiling and they're clapping as he says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Hey, come on. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. It's awesome here. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord this morning. You may go in the precious name of Jesus Christ.